Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And when you do, you'll get it every Sunday by email. That's how it comes, electronically. And I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. And you can do that yourself. It's easier to do than it is to subscribe. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check all the other things you can do there at jbsba.com. If you're a small business owner or a wannabe, I think you'll like it there. Beverly Williams is all over my website. She's got stuff everywhere. And because she's been posting things to our website through her participation with us, we've been getting her up there for a long, long time, almost since the very beginning of all the things that we do. And we couldn't do without her. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. She's the author, the co-author of the outstanding new book, the exciting new book, The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be here. I was thinking about that, you know, been there a long time. Was it the first week or the beginning of the second week?
It was the beginning of the, as I remember. Now, we have those records, by the way. We know yeah. We know these things. We're like baseball. We keep up with these things. It was the beginning of the second week, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And so that means, folks, she's almost been here almost as long as I have. It's so close, we're not even going to worry about it. In fact, it was the 24th day of November, 1997.
Okay.
It's hard to believe. Time flies when you're having a good time, doesn't it?
Well, it is. I was talking to somebody not too long ago and said, well, you know, I can't do that day. I have a radio show, and, you know, after that I can do it. You're still doing that show?
What's wrong with you? Well, you know, yeah. Beverly, this Monday will be my seventh consecutive Memorial Day to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done seven consecutive Christmases and mm-hmm. and New Year's Days and what else? You know, name them, all the holidays. We've been here on all the holidays.
4th of July.
Yeah, and because, you know, a lot of small business owners, a holiday for a lot of small business folks, a holiday, you know, maybe they get to take off some, but even if their business is closed, a lot of times they show up a little bit, don't they?
Well, they do, and when you're home-based, the commute is just down the hallway, so mm-hmm. it makes it a little too easy to be working when you are on a holiday, or should be on holiday. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that I want to talk about today with the summer vacation coming up. For some people, that means, you know, no work for a while. Speaking of elementary school kids, of course, they're out of school. They've got two and a half months to play and enjoy and forget what they learned in school. Once you get past that, you have an obligation to earn an income, whether it's from your business or employment. And either way, you don't have the opportunity to sit around for 2.5 months until September rolls around. But between Memorial Day and Labor Day, which is considered the holiday time, the summer vacation time, there are a number of holidays in there. And one of the things that I found for home-based business people is they didn't take enough time off during the year to renew themselves. And that's really important to do. And it's hard to do when your office is right there, a few steps away from everything else that's going on in your household. Now, hopefully you at least plan a vacation with your family or friends and get that on the calendar. Hopefully it's at least a week long. But there's also all these other holidays coming up, this weekend being the beginning of those, Memorial Day weekend, where a lot of people have a 3-day weekend. They use that to renew themselves, and home-based business owners need to do things the same way. You need to take time to enjoy the holidays And that means being realistic in your expectations of what you can accomplish and what you need to do during that period of time.
And your ability to sort of unplug a little bit, a lot of that will depend upon what kind of a business you have.
Yes, very definitely.
I mean, if you've got a retail-type business, when I say retail, that means, I mean, that you're selling a product or something, you know, to customers that you deliver, obviously. Or if you're making something for somebody, maybe your home-based business is, maybe you're an artist or something like that, you know, or a writer or something like that. So depending on what you do, it could be easier or harder to take off that time for in a set aside holiday like Memorial Day, like the 4th of July or something like that. It could be harder for you and for some of us, we have to really, you know, plan to be able to take the time off. If you've got deadlines, you know, deadlines don't know from holidays. You know, they just know that they have to be met.
That's right.
And so you have to sort of plan for that, set that aside, so that you can take that time off.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't take some time off, and this is the key that people don't understand, if you don't take the time off to renew yourself on a regular basis, you're going to burn out. Now, for some people, particularly if they're still working in corporate America and their home-based business is part-time, that might mean it's even harder because they look at these three-day weekends as 3 days that they can really get some work done on their business that they didn't have otherwise. But if you continue to do that and burn your candle at both ends, the flame's going to meet in the middle eventually, and you are going to burn out.
But, Beverly, there is that time in a small business when it begins. When you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything, you're so excited about it that you want to spend the time. And I say for a period of time, and I don't know if that's 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 3 weeks, but for that period of time, as long as you're excited about it, unless you're taken away from your family, you know, I say go for it.
I agree with you 100%. And I can remember back when I was first starting my last home-based business, that I was so excited and, like you said, so energized. I just wanted to keep working.
That was where the fun was.
Oh, exactly.
You looked around and said, okay, where can I go have fun? Right here.
Yep, that was where I plugged into my energy source.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to be doing this. And I still am excited about my business, but I don't work it 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we tend to do when we become workaholics, when we start our new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be dangerous.
You have to look around and check your position. And when we come back, that's what I'd like for Beverly to help us do, is help us learn how to check our position. And I'll explain what I mean by that when we come back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Beverly Williams. She's the co-author of the brand new exciting book for home-based business owners called The 30-Second Commute. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our good friend Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of the book just published by McGraw-Hill called The 30-Second Commute. It's just now in bookstores, isn't it, Beverly?
It is. It is. In fact, I was online recently, and Amazon.com has it in stock. Walmart has it in stock.
Walmart? Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
A lot of home-based business folks visit Walmart. So good for you. And folks, I know some of you who are listening have been checking it out because you've been contacting Beverly about buying the book from her, pre-ordering it, and I appreciate that very much. So Beverly, a couple of folks are listening out there.
They are, and that's always exciting to me because it's sort of a validation that what we're doing isn't just you and I getting together, but it is hopefully the medium to help people
absolutely
who really want to do this, and helping them realize their dream is my dream.
Now, if they just type in Williams, Beverly, and that's L-E-Y, by the way, folks, in Beverly, they can do that. Or if they type in the 30-second commute, that's easy to do. The 30 is actually a number, right? It's not spelled out.
That's
and
correct.
So the 30-second commute, folks, check it out if you are a home-based business owner or wannabe, you'll get a lot of good things out of the book. And I really am proud for you and proud of you, Beverly, you and Don both.
Thank you.
I want to talk about checking your position. I use that term. We're talking about folks how to make sure that you don't miss the holidays. And as we're coming up on you know, the Memorial Day, and we got 4th of July, we got Labor Day in a couple of 3 months. Beverly, when I say check your position, what I mean is look around you, and if you want to be working, if you feel compelled to work, and you don't have some kind of a career-ending deadline that you gotta keep up with.
Right.
If your kids are gone off to camp, go to work.
Uh-huh.
But if your kids are there and they're saying, "Dad, take us swimming. Dad, take us. It's the holiday. Let's go to the lake, or let's go. Uh-huh. You know, Dad, let's go camping, or Dad, play basketball with me, or something like that." Then you've checked your position, and your position is that they need you.
Right.
Exactly. But like me, I mean, my kids are grown.
But you have grandchildren.
Well, I know, and so I check them out. I go see them. Okay. Believe it or not, I check on them quite often.
I know.
But
you
my
do.
Point is, I've been there, done that. So
yep.
Some of us have got that done. You've got that done. You don't have any kids at home, so so the thing is that look around you, and see what's going on, mm-hmm. and see if they're and sort of evaluate your priorities. What do you think about that, Beth?
I think that that's exactly right. You know, we talk about family and how important they are to check and see, you know, am I spending enough time with them, and are they on board with me on this dream? But, you know, your friends are important, too. I actually had somebody who said their friends felt like they were being neglected because of their business that they had started at home.
Yeah.
And they felt it wasn't healthy for them to be stuck inside their house all day long and all evening and all weekend and every holiday and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they were right, it's not healthy, but they also were feeling neglected. Your friends are just as important in a lot of respects as your family is.
Right.
So that
and make sure that they're not just saying that because you're the one who usually picks up the tab.
Right. Good point. Yeah, I thought it was interesting in your newsletter this week, and you talked about the dashboard on your car and the warning lights and, you know, what are the warning gauges in your business. And all these things are exactly right on and apply to home-based businesses as well when you're talking about inventory and balance sheets and all this other stuff. But, you know, the thing for home-based businesses is you've got to put that personal element into it. Not that you don't when your business is outside the home, but when you're visibly seen by your family and friends being there in your house, but you're not really there with them because you're so tied up in your business that you haven't taken some time to smell the roses, then it's time somebody needs to hit you over the head with a baseball bat or, you know, put a rose under your nose and say, hey, it's time to take a break. It's a holiday weekend. Let's go do something, even if it's just for a few hours on Monday afternoon.
Well, and Bev, I'll tell you something, and I have to say that that I'm not. I certainly wasn't super dad when I raised my kids. I tried, but I fell short. I know a few times, in always being there when I should have been there. But this is what I tell young people now, Beverly. When I see people with little kids, I say, look, remember this: feed them 3 meals a day and buy them a car. They'll grow up and drive away,
mm-hmm.
and you'll miss it if you don't watch out.
Right. Well, and for those people who are dealing with small children and trying to run a business in their home and their kids are clamoring at them to do something with them, I know it gets irritating to constantly be interrupted when you're working hard to make your business a success. And maybe it's even adding to some of the stress about being home-based, is, you know, this constant nagging of your family. But your children are going to grow up so fast. And one of the things about being home-based is you have an opportunity to spend more time with them, more quality time. It doesn't have to be all day long. But if it's 15 minutes there and 5 minutes here and an hour there, it makes a difference to your children. It'll make a difference to you.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you will all flourish, including your business, because you will spend that time being with them and renewing your own energy source.
Well said, Beverly. Give us your website, please.
It's beverlywilliams.com, and Beverly is L-E-Y.
Yeah, beverlywilliams.com. Check it out. And don't forget to check out our new book, The 30-Second Commute, co-authored with our other good friend, Don Cooper. Thanks, Beverly. Have a good one.
Thank you. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thanks. Okay, see you later. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Alan Friedman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.